It's Maundy Thursday in Holy Week. And in a minute, I'm going to share with you what that word Maundy, M-A-U-N-D-Y, means. A lot's gone on. Jesus sent the disciples ahead to find that upper room to prepare the Passover feast that they would share together as what we know as the Last Supper. The first and most shocking thing that happened that evening was that Jesus got up from the table, poured water in a basin, and began to wash the disciples' nasty feet and wipe them with a towel that was wrapped around him. When he finished washing all of their feet, he said this, "You know what I've done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you should also do as I did to you." That's found in John 13, verses 12 to 14. The discourse given during that upper room time is some of the most amazing teaching Jesus did, and it was only his 12 disciples, 11 after Judas slipped out. So where does Maundy come from? In John 13, 34, Jesus said this, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The word Maundy means command. Love one another, love your neighbors yourself, those were not new commandments. You read those in the law if you go back into the Old Testament. The new commandment was, even as I have loved you. Remember, he had just washed their feet as an example and told them to go do that for others, and he was about to go to the cross, which they still didn't quite understand, but they would within a few hours. The command to love one another was not about loving the world or sinners or people that hate us. It was not that at all. The love one another passages where Jesus used those words apply to those of us within the church, loving others within the church, the body of Christ. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, "You want the world to know that you're born again Christians, that you really do love me, and that you want to serve me and do as I've commanded you? Then love one another within the body of Christ. Stop sniping and picking at and criticizing and all the things that we do within the body of Christ. Love one another, and the world will see something different about us as Christians." Isn't it interesting that those are some of the last words Jesus ever spoke to his disciples and teaching them before he went to the cross? To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.